And now, welcome to an opportunity to relax for and with a voice you can trust and take in, that you can absorb and associate with going deeper, with listening, with being asked to obey. After all, your mind is soothed, your body is stilled and at ease. And that's all right, because you're in a place where you can trust and listen and follow. There's plenty you can do even without moving. You and I are more focused on what's inside your head anyway. There's plenty to talk about. Listen and be at peace. Everything I say, everything you hear, is calculated to take you to a place of pleasure we both want you to reach. So when you get there, you'll have done a very good job for me and at my command. What you hear flows into your mind. The air was once still, and then I began to speak. Vibrations that influence and hang in your mind. You are now moved by this voice, now ready to receive what is said. The tasks I ask you to perform, as usual, may be purely mental, but that makes them no less real. After all, your mind is a physical place, electricity and chemicals flowing and influencing, the seat of your consciousness, but also a place physically influenced by the vibration of my voice, the reaction of your ear, the reception of the electrical signals inside your head, the processing of your waiting mind. Your memory may blur the line between waking action and resting enjoyment in this soothed place. After all, if I'm going to ask you to do something, isn't it likely to be related to the work I put out there, the words you listen to, the training being presented? And through the mere process of hearing these words and learning these positive, useful intentions that we mutually share for you, maybe you'll find how to come closer and closer to a submissive, guided, pleasurable place inside of you that can be usefully accessed later to enhance the pleasure of everything we work on together. Achieving what I want you to. Doing a good job. Being a good pet. That's what you're looking for, after all. That's what you wanted before you began. And the want only grows more powerful as time passes. Yes, you have a desire to be ordered, to submit your thoughts. Those desires are allowed to flow out of you. This is a place where you are permitted to express them inside, and to know that I know about them before we begin. This is a safe place to admit the needs and sensations of submission that you had within, and that now flow out to fill your consciousness and keep you fixated on that one valuable experience of letting go, of giving in, of being guided. After all, a feeling of connection flows and arises from listening to me. These words travel directly into your mind. They are stored in short-term memory and will be eventually converted into long-term, into a permanent part of you. Those which are important, striking, memorable, will be especially retained, and together we will drive you to new places and tiers of enjoyment in your pursuit of understanding. You're trying to comprehend and take in each and every word I say. Always anticipating the next, waiting for it to fall and pass into your mind, and that anticipation sets up a heavy connection between us, an association between the enjoyable experience of listening and the words themselves which are flowing into you now, anchors, tethers between the feeling of soothing peace and the feeling of wanting the next word, the next idea. The next command, to flow here from where my voice is creating it, into your mind. And that's all right. That is a perfectly acceptable way to be, here in a safe place to express that urge and impulse. It's okay to want to be asked to do something, to want to be praised for achieving it. A craving for commands is perfectly acceptable, and frankly, it'll be useful to both of us in what follows. Good work. Your mindset changes when you get deep, doesn't it? Not everyone's does, but if you're interested in this topic, in exploring being a good pet and accessing the submission within, well, that kind of thing ties into feeling especially submissive when you sink, to craving commands when you relax completely. You're seeking a task, seeking the praise that comes with achieving it. You probably have that kernel of desire to give in, to be guided, to be a pet for a bit, in this place and at this time. And that's all right. In fact, the longer I speak, and the more you listen, the more a heady kind of anticipation can fill your mind. See, your subconscious and conscious minds are both aware of the same things. When you go to this deep place, setting aside the interruptions and obligations of the outside world, you're free to listen, to enjoy using parts of your brain that are normally busy doing other things. Normally you must cope with the outer world, and so part of your brain would always be active at other times, getting in the way. But here you have set aside time, space, for safety and exploration. Here you are relaxed with these words, with what you are listening to now flowing inside. And you're doing a good job of letting some parts of your brain that are normally buried behind the walls of interaction with the outside world come to the forefront. Parts that normally don't or can't. And you know it would be a waste if you had to make a plan on your own. That would require you to reactivate parts of your brain that it can be fun to just let rest instead. Normally they get in the way. But right now, instead, the deep receptive parts which allow others, allow this voice, allow me, to make a plan and expect you to carry it out, while those parts come to the forefront. If you had to make the plan yourself, you'd miss out on some of the fun, some of the things which are best about the relaxed and easy state you find yourself in. So, the fact you enjoy submitting, enjoy letting go, enjoy the sense of accomplishment that comes at having someone set out a task and then following direction to its completion. This all fits perfectly well with what you're getting up to right now. Relaxing, sinking, letting go of conscious diversions, letting the subconscious tasks be all that matter. And they can be tasks. Remember, the mind is still physical. We often separate the mental world with its vast potential from the physical world where we're used to being more limited. But if I ask you to do something internally, to think some thought, experience some sensation, then the way you do this is by sending impulses, electric signals through your mind to accomplish it by tripping the right chemical signals. You're essentially accomplishing tasks without needing to physically move, without needing to get up, accomplishing them by letting my words flow in and help you. You can do a good job, accomplish a task, find a new way to be and to enjoy and to exist. But first I want you to be aware of your current state of relaxation, as aware as you can be. Commit this way you feel to memory. It is, after all, quite pleasant, a thing worth storing in your long-term memory and making a part of you. Feel your body at ease, the way your muscles have eliminated outside influence. You are now closer to the part of your mind which is normally buried behind all sorts of outside obligations. all the things you feel you must do, instead of the things you want to do. Well, now the part of you associated with what you really want to do is on the surface, and all the interruptions and distractions are absent, leaving only a void into which you may stare freely within your mind, which you will feel wrapping around you warm, influenced by my voice vibrating warmly in your ear. Same idea. Thinking some thought, experiencing some sensation. These are simple things I may ask of you, but more of your brain is open, unoccupied, unused. The mind is a physical thing. We often separate the mental world with its vast potential from the physical when we conceptualize. But they are the same. All the things you do for me are real tasks you are performing, making the electricity of your mind flow and ebb in just the right ways. Something you do so automatically you need not perceive it. And yet it will be done. And as this is the inside of your mind, a space you know so well you needn't even think about the changes we will make to it. Here you have a private space, an escape, somewhere where you've channeled out all outside things, and you have found an inside place free, free of obligation or interruption, you and I. Here, you must do those things that you want to do, which can include opening your mind to listen and obey, to submit more completely than you ever have before. In this state of freedom, where you are closer to your true self, unobstructed by the world outside, here you are in your own space, an open place within, where you have welcomed me in and allowed me to set the agenda. And that feels good. You have options. And because of who you are and what you want, namely to submit, you open up to the words that are coming in. You follow directions. You let your brain be ready. And I'm happy that you're doing so. It's nice to have a task, after all. To have a mission. To have a goal. Understanding all that, we've come full circle. You are still remembering the way you feel. Deep, free, able to follow any command. Especially when it comes to your mind. Your brain is open and your subconscious is cooperating in this unlocked state, this submissive place within. So first memorize this state. The relaxation, all of the mental procedures you went through to get here, the process of escape from the everyday, from the outside. After all, in this submissive place, you had to change yourself to arrive here. Maybe it was as simple as flicking a switch in your head, thinking the right thoughts. Well, you have complete awareness in your mind of how you got here. And you can reconstruct that process by thinking about it, by letting it play out once more. Since a process of thought has made you so relaxed, and you always carry your thoughts within you, you always have access to this process. So each time you get situated to listen to a file like this, I want you to open the stored, saved information in your mind. The saved state of peace and relaxation you're in right now. That's something you can do for me every time. Open that saved state and play it over your body. Let the familiar and nurturing space live within you, so you can react and activate it again, even as you begin to listen to inductions in future. Anticipating what I would want you to do is, after all, just like preemptively performing tasks that I would have given you anyway. So you are preemptively prepared, getting the jump in advance, ready to follow commands you know I'll give later, but also having the advantage of having trained yourself to accurately and adequately go under. Therefore, Your primary task before you relax each time you would listen to words like these and files like this is to try and remember this deep, abiding, relaxing state where all worldly obstructions have been set aside for a little while, so you can be fully, completely, your submissive self submerged in soothing, sinking sensation. Then from that deep place you can make a start on integrating the contents of any playlist you've set out. And because you began by accessing your memory of the last time you went deep, perhaps you will be deeper and deeper still when you get to the end of your journey, looping deeper, a recursive cycle of ever-increasing peace and comfort, where you learn new strategies to go that much further into your mind's peaceful, submissive place, before you listen even. And the result of all that will be that you can achieve new levels of deepness and relaxing self-exploration each time. And every time you do, you'll be doing what I want you to. After all, I put all of this work out there, the practical goal of which is to help you relax, if I can, so your subconscious becomes more accessible to you, and we can cooperatively change things, excite things, enact fantasies. It just so happens your mind has a core desire to submit and obey, to follow requests, to know you're a good pet. So frame all relaxation you undergo for these words, for these files, in terms of doing something for me, finding a place within yourself to relax in a healthy, nurturing way that restores you, drives you onward, makes you better and better at relaxing the next time. You have become someone who accomplishes what I desire, who achieves your most important task, to preemptively remind yourself of the deep, relaxed way you feel right now, a cyclical, recursive, continuous kind of accomplishment, for you to be relaxed each time you go down deep. Sink down, listen to your own mind, and let the stressors and obligations of the outside world go away for a little while. You will find a new memory to save each time, a new, even deeper place to go, a place more efficient than before. You will keep saving improved versions, a slow refinement which nonetheless represents improvement. Getting better at this trick until you're as good as you can be. And then you'll accomplish it right away when you begin to listen. You'll be able to think of my voice saying, "Good pet, you did a great job." Each and every time, remind yourself by knowing you are doing what I want, what all my actions and my direct statements tell you I really want, namely for you to go deep and relax. And have a good time, for you to be relaxed, open, ready, and enthusiastic about what you will be asked to cooperate in doing when you slide deep. And all I want for you is that sense of achievement, the pleasure that comes of successfully saving this state and restoring it later, of having access to deeper and deeper states in which to heal, remove obstructions to your productive advancement, and allow your exploration of the submissive space inside. And it is quite all right to feel that way, to feel like you want to be given a clear mission, a goal, and that you would enjoy praise for achieving it. That's why I'm giving you avenues to appease, ways to submit, methods by which to substitute the agenda I'm providing for your own thoughts for a little while. In fact, since your conscious mind is relaxing and having a good time, it can be very beneficial for someone else to set the agenda, and for you to follow it. Now you know one way in which you can always have a task, always have a mission to pursue, an even deeper state to save in your mind. Then, even before the words begin, Even before the file begins laying out a possible process by which you could go deeper and relax, you will already have accessed the saved information and begun to implement it. You will have already begun to make some changes to yourself, which help you relax better, more deeply, more completely. Knowing all this, you can explore that submissive space in peace and comfort. You know what I want you to do, and you can accomplish the mission I've set out for you using only your mind and internal impulses. Flick the right switches, send the right sparks of electricity through your brain to generate the right keys, to access your memory and play back the impact of the right word over your muscles and your mind, over yourself. And that's just what we want. Knowing all this, right now the words continue to flow. It should be pleasing for you to know, in this deep, submissive place, that the words you are hearing are flowing into you. They make your inner ear vibrate in a way which tells electrical signals what to do, and they go to your mind and chemically encode my words into short-term storage. Hear these words enough, and they'll pass into long-term storage, becoming a part of you. Then the reminder that I want you to go deep, to relax, to set aside your stressors and obstructive thoughts, and simply be at peace and submit. Submit. All of this works to help you. Help you be more open to fantasy, submission, exploration, guidance. All of that will become a permanent part of you if you keep on hearing words like these, keep on incorporating them, and if you want them. And the more you want the words, want this influence, want control, the more it'll be encoded into your long-term memory again and again. You will know that I desire this and want it to happen. That yes, if you decide to do it, then by my standards, you're being a very good pet. Speaking of the word, yes, reassuring you that you're doing a good job, achieving what I want you to, being a good pet, in short. Let the word yes ring in your mind from me now. That little permission, that quiet exaltation. Yes, good pet. Yes, good work. During all of my work, every time you listen, I will ask you for things. To picture a specific thing, to focus on it and then relax a particular group of muscles, to conjure from your mind's eye the image of a soothing place within, far from the distractions of everyday requirement, which have now left you, left me, left this place entirely, left behind in a process of soothing descent. Everything is a task. Everything I ask of you is something you can do for me. This is presumptively true, and you are permitted to simply remember that yes, you've been a good pet. You've done something correctly every time that you achieve a little victory of relaxation, and that makes you a more relaxed, peaceful, completely ready person by a process of habituation the more you listen. When you are asked to do something in a file, in anything using words like these where you relax and peacefully accomplish soothing things which restore and heal your mind in the process, which give your submissive internal space a chance to shine forth for your own enjoyment. Every time at those times, go ahead and think of the whole experience, your entire interesting interaction with yourself, as an accomplishment of something I wanted you to do anyway. Save the memory of going deep, of being in the submissive space within, where any command is a good command. Store the saved memory, and every time you load that memory at the start of a session, you're doing what I want you to, fulfilling the very purpose for which I make this work. You will be doing the correct thing, the very thing I want you to do. Whenever you lay down, remember this time. This experience of just listening to these words, losing yourself in slow relaxation, the feeling of gradually taking my words on board and being pleased at the escape they provide. The opportunity to completely submit your body and mind to simple instructions that you knew about beforehand. Relax. Good pet. Be at peace. Listen well. And do a good job. The simplest tasks, but the most important. You slowly absorb new ways to go deep and listen. And you build new associations between each set of words that makes you feel completely peaceful in yourself. And its potential results in your body and brain are highlighted. Those results are amplified because you can and will learn to pull the levers within your own mind, which send you into deep relaxation in the first place. And you'll be able to restore yourself to that state before you've even begun each session of deepening. So you already start out at a peaceful place from which you can make the best effort at improvement. Thus, each session of deep relaxation takes you further down, or to a better place, or to a more efficient vantage point from which to alter the self, since you load to the deepest point you have achieved, and then you proceed from there. Now your sessions will begin with you having filtered out the obstructions of the outside world, found a space inside where you submit and go deeper. Because I want you to. I want you to do that. I want you to become a student of how to go a little deeper, of how to amplify these effects a little more efficiently, to look at your own mind and the way it stores and remembers, to think about it somewhat frequently, to bring yourself back to that state again and again. And you will have achieved the most important thing, a kind of cyclical, self-reinforcing satisfaction of my commands. Feel good. Know that you have performed a task for me, simply by listening to all of this. Absorb it. These words are put out there to give you that warm, satisfying feeling at the core of your being. You have allowed my requests to filter into your mind. You have done what I asked. Now a final task. Stretch out this feeling. For as long as you are able, let yourself drift and be at peace. Eventually, the requirements of the weary world outside will necessitate you going and doing something else. But in the now you are here with these words, they having physically influenced your mind already, with the voice within. And you're following these orders. So the best thing you can do is sink and drift. Be a good pet by simply being, existing, wanting nothing other than to drift. Perhaps you'll drift off, or perhaps you'll remember something you must do, and restore yourself to wakefulness eventually in the process. Drift and sink and exist for now, as yourself, in comfort, in peace. Good job listening, pet. You did well. And remember, it's all right to tell yourself, yes, good job, pet, on my behalf, when you try and achieve deeper and deeper relaxation.